Okay, let's get into the next perek, Tehillim, perek Samach, the 60th perek of Sefer Tehillim, and we continue. This one is also titled, giving us an insight into when David HaMelech, what the context was, but as we've said, it was written in a specific context possibly, but then generalized to be used to whenever similar situations came up. So the perek starts off, L'Amnatzeach al Shushan Eidus, maybe that's a type of instrument. Shushan Eidus, maybe related to a rose. The Mesudat Sion says, Shem Klei Nigun Asuya Bebetuna Shoshan. Right, it's some type of instrument that looks like a rose. Some type of circle. Michtam, again, Michtam, we've mentioned in the past, David HaMelech described by the Gemara as Mach Vitam, complete and humble. LeDavid Lilamed. LeDavid Lulamed, to teach, to instruct. What do you mean, Lulamed? Says the Me'iri here on this parak, that this parak is about to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, right? It could have been any, most prakim here in Tehillim. But the Me'iri says here, Lulamed, Kamo Lahazkir, Ratzalomar La'orer Halavavos, to awaken the hearts, Shekal in Yane Ha'adam, Misudarim, Lahashkachaso Yisbarach, all in Yanim a man are ordered to Hashem's Hashgacha, Ulahodos Lofanav Alakol, and to thank him and to recognize that he is the one in charge. Lahodos Lofanav Alakol. Right, that reminds me of a line in the Ramban, where the Ramban says, what's the goal of our life? Right, the goal of our life is Lahodos Lofanav. The Ramban writes that at the end of Parshas, Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where he talks about why there are so many mitzvahs that are Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, he talks about there's no such thing as Teva, it's all Nes, and the Ramban has this amazing line there, Shebechal Shah Adam Modeh Leilokav, the Kavanas Kol HaMitzvos, the Kavanah of all mitzvahs, says the Ramban, Shena'amin Beilokeinu, V'Nodeh Elav Shehu Bar'enu, V'Hi Kavanas HaYetzira, wow, She'en Lanu Tam Acher B'Yetzira HaRishona, all mitzvahs are that we believe in Hashem and nodeh elav, admit, sometimes nodeh means to admit or to thank, admit that He is the Creator, and that is the kavana of all creation. She'en lanu tam acher b'yetzira harishona, ve'ein kel elyon chafetz b'tachtonim, Hashem has no other ratzon regarding humans, milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh le'lokav shebra'o, v'kavanas romamus hakol b'tfilos v'kavanas. So that's the ultimate goal, and that's what the Me'iri says right here on our perek, that is Lo Amed. This perek is about to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. This perek is similar to many other prakim here in Tehillim, where David HaMelech davens in a time of tsara, and then it switches over to either a tefillah or a thanking, or based on the bitachon, or actually after the Yeshua occurred. So this Perek is described, if you look in the first, second pasuk, Bahad Soso as Aram Naharayim as Aram Tzova. When David HaMelech was fighting war against Aram Naharayim and Aram Tzova, and many other nations are mentioned here in this Perek, very unusual, who mentioned here? Moav, Edom, Paplishtim, right, all of these. And what, and David is going to say, Shechem, Gilad, Menashe, Ephraim, Yehuda, all these lands that he hopes to conquer. But if you look back in Shmuel Beis in the 8th Perek, or Divrei Hayamim Aleph, in Perek Yudches, that's where it's described that David is fighting these nations. In those Prakim, only victory is described. Only victory. Vayilkod Mimenu, reading from Shmuel Beis. Vayilkod David Mimenu, Elef Ushramios Parashim, he got rid of all the chariots of the other nations. They couldn't attack them anymore, but it seems that this parak describes some type of defeat. Sometimes a defeat, and it's after the defeat that David is saying that you showed Hester Panim to us, and what's going to happen, and please help us in the future. So it could be that, you know, it's not mentioned in the other sources, but within the battles, there were some defeats, and after the defeats, David HaMelech, you know, was able to gather himself and gather the troops and be able to then come out and win the next battle. That's what the Das Mikra suggests is what's going on here. Shaisa gam mapala leDavid ba'achas milmachamosav. In one of the wars, one of the battles, there was a defeat. Ubishas hamapala hahi nemar hamizmar ze. And after that defeat, that's when this mizmar was said. Ve'yesh lomer shachar zman katzar and nistama. After a short time, his oshesh David v'chazar v'nitzach hazoivav. And a little bit after that, he was able to overcome, And that's what he said. At the end of the Mizmar says, Belokim na'aseh chayil v'hu yavus sarenu. Hashem's going to help us, right? And this is what the many say is the pshat of this Mizmar. Again, ba'atzozeram na'arayv esaram sofa. Rashi says in Pasuk Gimel that maybe this is a tefillah, that even if David HaMelech, let's say, like it says in the Shmuel Beis, and in Divrei Yamim, there was no defeat. David won this war, but he sees in the future how some of our other enemies are going to defeat us and cause us many tzaras. And David sees those defeats and says, Hashem, just like you were able to help me now, please help them. That's what David HaMelech said, that Rashi says in Pasuk Gimel, Kishanafla Edom Biyado, Tzafa Baruch HaKodesh, Sha'asidim Romiyim, Rome comes from Edom. Limshol bi Yisrael, v'lixar bi Yisrael, gziras kros. Right, we're still in Rome, still in Gaulish Rome and Edom. So David HaMelech sees all the terrible gziras and decrees. Amaru bikesh rachmim al shibur hagalus. So David HaMelech, he himself has victory, but he davens for the future. Har beit tzaros savalnu bimei hagalus mei aveinu savim. He feels the tzaros of the future. So patozer am naram zaram sova vayoshav Yoav. Vayachis Edom, so Yoav returns and goes again. Returns maybe from the tries again after they were defeated, and he hits Edom. Vayachis Edom begay Melach Shneimasar Elaf. So again, that's very unclear. 12,000 what? 12,000 men are those that he used to fight, or those are the casualties of the enemy? Unclear where the 12,000 comes from. Vayashav, that lashon of Vayashav that he returns. The Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash. That Vayashav, Yoav went to fight. And there was a conversation that took place in the battlefield. It wasn't like today where the enemies were very far from each other. But there's an Agada, Rashi quotes, that says, Michtam ledavid alei dusan shel Sanhedrin shenim shela lo shoshana. Right? Shushan is like Shoshana, the Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, has a limud that Sharei Hagan Asar Suga Bashoshanim. It's a remnant of the Sanhedrin. What do you mean? Kishenitzrach shilamadu mayase, because he had asked the Mishaila. Kishenilchamim Aram Narayim, vishalach as Yoav aleihem. When David is following Aram Narayim and he sent Yoav, his general, Amrulo, lo mibanav shel Yaakov atem. All of a sudden they sent the message, Yoav, you're Am Yisrael. Aren't you from Yaakov Avinu? Aren't you bound by a shvuah? You can't attack us. Vechani a shvuah shenishba lelavan. Eid hagal hazeh. What about Parshas Vayetze? Don't you remember the treaty that you made love on from Aram Naharayim? So we made a shvuah, you can't attack us. Yoav didn't know what to answer. So he went back to David. Balo etzel David, Amar la David, kach amru li b'nei Aram. This is what they told us. David's like, uh-oh, bo v'shalo Sanhedrin. So he asked the Sanhedrin. So again, if there was pikuach nefesh, there's no shayla, but maybe they could have found out some other ways. So they asked the Sanhedrin. Amru lehem, the Sanhedrin paskind? You could attack Aram Naharayim. Why? Heim avru tchilas ha-shvuah. They already broke the agreement. They already broke the shvuah. And therefore, Shemar, as it says, where? Number one in the times of Balak and Bilam. Right? Min aram yancheni Balak ben Moav. Va'od, and also Sefer Shoftim, Kushan rishatayim. Arami haya. So they already violated, as Edra said. If two people, Talach and Yaradeya, in the Shulchan Aruch, if two people have an oath together, an agreement, if one side violates, the other side can violate that too. And therefore they're not bound by it. And there's four, Yashav Yoav, Vayachas Bid. That's when he went back. That's the allusion of the Medrash. That halacha is brought as one of the many, many answers to the Taina, to the claim of the Shalosh Shvuos. We know there is an Agadic Gemara. It is not quoted by any posek, Rishon or Achron. Right? There is no posek that quotes it, but there's a Gemara that the Vayol Moshe made famous, and the Megillas Esther, he made this Megillas Esther famous, to create a state in Eretz Yisrael is against halacha. Why is it against halacha? Because there's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis that talks about the Shalosh Shvuos, Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, three Shvuos that sometime Klal Yisrael made in history based on Psukim in Shir HaShirim. Number one, that Bnei Yisrael won't go up Bachoma. That means they won't go up in en masse. Rashi quotes Yachad Biyad Chazakah to Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach comes. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashbia Bnei Yisrael, Shalo Yimredu B'mos HaOlam. We shouldn't rebel against the nations. And number three, Hashem was Mashbia, the Ovdei Gochavim, that they shouldn't, Mishtabe, they shouldn't subjugate us Yosemidai. So some say, oh, this is the Shalosh Shvuos, so therefore you can't create a state because It's against the Shalosh Shvuos. So the most simple, straightforward answer is that this is not a God quoted by any Posek, Rishon, Achro. No, it doesn't worry. It doesn't say anything related to this. Right? It's an Agadata. Do we know what half the Agadatas mean? So where does this, what kind of Shvua, who is accepted? Number one. And even if you want to say there was a Shvua, however it was, there's 25 answers to that question. The Meshech Chachma says, Sar Pachar HaShvuos. Meshech Chachma says, once the League of Nations, right, the Balfour Declaration gave the Jews the ability to create a state, then there's no more, it's not called Shaloi Yalav Achom anymore. So many suggestions given. But another one of the answers is based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shvuas, the Chora, were a package deal. Right? The Goyim shouldn't be Meshabed as Yosem Yidai, and that's connected with Shaloi Yalav Achom. But the Goyim violated their Shvua. Right before the state was created, the Holocaust was the worst of the violations of that. So if they violated their side, then there's no reason that we can't violate our side, even if it is Lishita So. And that's exactly what the Sanhedrin Paskin for Yoav to fight the battle. Yoav got the answer and sent Yoav back to the battlefield. So, Vayashav Yoav Echaz Edom Agevelach Elokim. So now David HaMelech says, Elokim Zenachtanu, Peratzor Hashem, you left us. You created a parrot within us. Anafta, you are angry at us. Teshovev Lano, please come back. Right? Bring us back. Teshovev. Give us Sheket. Hir Ashta Eretz, you caused an earthquake. Again, it might not be literal. Pitsamta, right? You created a break. Verfashvareha, please heal our broken pieces, Kimata, because we're bent over. Hishkisa, Hir Isa Amcha Kasha, you showed your nation Kasha, right? It's Hester Panim. Hishkisano Yarin Ta'ela, you gave us to drink the wine of difficulty. Ta'ela Rash, Mr. Sion says, Miloshan Ariel Va'atum, closedness, and Mr. David, Betachlis Hashiflus, right? We're low. And now switches towards Pasuk Vav. After saying, we're broken, and Hashem, look what you did to us. Now comes the hope. Nasati lirecha neslis noses. You have given, or you will give us a reason. You will lift us up. Nes lehis noses. Right? A nes is a miracle, but it's also a flag that you lift up when you're raised and you're proud. So Hashem, you have given those that fear you, neslis noses, mepnei koshet salam, because of your truth. Right? Yours, your truth. Your truth always shines through. And therefore, we are going to conquer our enemies. Says the Rev Zevin in Latar V'Lamoadim, Nasati Lirecha, Nes L'Zoseit, you have given to your those that fear you. Nes Mipnei Koshet. Koshet is the truthiness, that's the Torah. Rev Zevin writes in Latar V'Lamoadim, in Parsha Shoftim, never to be bashful. Never to be bashful when we're doing mitzvos. Right? Tocho kebaro, he understands there. Baro ketocho and tocho kebaro. He says, tocho kebaro is sometimes outside where Yeshen ben Adam, he says, we do mitzvos on the outside, but we don't feel it inside. No, we do it on the outside, tocho kebaro. It's gotta get in there. We gotta feel it. And also baro ketocho. Sometimes inside we're good Jews, but outside we're a little embarrassed and we don't want to do things in public, want to bring attention. No, baro ketocho. Right? Beli hakshamas hamitzvahs bekiim befol b'maisa kazehu balmum. Adarabah yishla havlit es degel haTorah hu kvodenu v'tefarteinu nasati lirecha neis listoseis. That's exactly what the tour. I think we mentioned in a recent shiur, the tour, the beginning of Arachayim, but he quotes not just the, right, we had the animals in the last year, but in the continuation of that same simon, in Simon Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, what does it mean to be an Az Kanamer? Sometimes we want to do a mitzvah, and we don't. Because of people that are malig, that make fun of him and scoff at him. Al kain his here, sheta'iz panecha k'nega maligim. Stand up against those scoffers. V'altimna milasos a mitzvah. Don't not do a mitzvah, right? Nasata yirecha neis listosei. Stand up strong and stand up proud. Interesting, another thought based on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Tshuva that the highest level of serving Hashem is Avas Hashem. Right? Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. The highest level of Avas is Avas Hashem. And the Rambam says, it's not ra'ui to serve Hashem. It's not the highest level. Obviously, there's a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And Yiras Shamayim, mitzvah, it's very early, mitzvah number four, right? A belief in Hashem, and Yichud Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. And you have to have the balance. But the Rambam says, the highest level, ha'oved me'ahava, Right? It's amazing that this is the last perek in Sefer Mada before Sefer Ahava, as if it's the transition of Mada to Ahava. Says the Rambam, Ha'oved me'ava, osik b'torah v'mitzvos, v'holech b'nesivos ha'chachma. If somebody serves Hashem out of love, and he focuses on the chachma, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of a reason. It's not ava shetluya b'davar. Ella lo mipnei yiras hara'a, v'lo kedei lira shatova. I don't even do it for the reward. Ella osa ha'emes b'peshu emes. Because I realize this is emes. V'sof ha'tova lovo b'chlal, that's the highest level. And that's the Maile he says of Avram Avinu. Maile's Avram Avinu, shekara kadosh brach ho avi, shelo o'avai, shelo shalifi shelo avad, ella me'ahava. And this one Hashem commanded us. When you love Hashem, then all the mitzvahs that we will be done ba'ava as well. So this Rambam suggests the Rinas Yitzchak is alluded to here. Because when one serves Meyira, then sometimes if we find a challenge, well, it'll shake us. If we're serving Me'ava, it won't shake us. So sometimes, nasata li re'echa, Hashem gives to the Yireim a nesa nisayon to be tested on, to try to get them to the level of Mibnei Koshet. Truth, which is, the Rambam says, oiv emes, osa emes, Mibnei Shuhu emes. So maybe it's alluded to in that pasuk, the shita of the Rambam. We continue. L'man yichasi didechas. Now we have psukim that come from one of our tefillas. L'man yichotzi didecha, so that Hashem saves those that love Him. Hoshia yimincha, your right hand should say, va'aneni, and answer me. Elohim, diber bekocha e'eloza, achalka shechem ve'imetsukas amadeid. Hashem speaks in His holiness. I will exalt e'eloza, achalka shechem. David HaMelech is saying, I know I will conquer all of these lands. Shechem, ve'imetsukas amadeid, li gilad v'li menasheh, everywhere on the east side of the Jordan, on the west side of the Jordan, right? Gilad is on the east side in Eivar Yarden. Ve'Ephraim ma'oz roshi, Ephraim will be the strength. Yehuda mechokaki. So David is describing all different areas on the in the border. The Shemi Shmuel in Parshas Vayeshev talks about the Chazal that says that Shechem is muchan l'peranos. Shechem is muchan l'peranos, and he wonders, Shechem is such a holy city. It's one of the Arei Miklat. And it's one of the places then that the Umos HaOlam can't have a kitrug because we bought it fair and square, right? So why is it that Chazal say it's Muchan LePuranis, Dina Kilkalu Ashvatim Nechal Kamachos Beis David? So he says it must be because it's so powerful. But Shechem means a portion also. Shechem means a portion, a chelek, right? Shechem Echad Al Achecha, as it says in Vayechi. So if it means a portion, maybe there's potential in this city then for everybody to take their own portion. And for there to be machlokas. And that's why all of the peranis that happened was a machlokas. It was his chalkus of Malchus Beis David. It was his chalkus of the Shvatim. Ken yigo remes biyoshva, midas his chalkus, lios ish prati v'tzur shleim b'fri'atzmo. A whole unit, right? A shchem is a whole unit. So if people look at themselves as a whole unit, that could cause machlokas. Obviously, if you look at all together as one, so then it won't be a problem. But that's Achalka Shechem. Good. We continue. Moav Sirachsi. David HaMelech wishes that Moav will be like the pot where he washes his feet. We'll defeat Moav so much that that's what we would call it. Al Edom Ashlich Nali. I'll throw my shoes on Edom. Alai Peleshes Hisro A'i. And I will be happy and exult when I am on top of Plishtim. Mi Yovileni, and this is all feelings and psukim of bitachom yovilini ir matzor. Who's going to bring me and help me overcome the cities that are matzor, the fortified cities? Minachani at Edom. Halo atalim zanachtanu. Hashem, you had left us. Velo seitzi alokim b'tziv osenu. You didn't go out, or maybe it's a question. Hashem, will you not go out again with us? Hava lano ezra misar. Give us, please, give us the Ezra that we need. V'shav teshuas adam, and be trying to focus on a person, on the yeshuva person, we know is false. Be'elokim nasachayel. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'elokim nasachayel. Reminds us of the Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Malachim, where he talks about what a Jewish soldier has to focus on. When a person is involved in a battle, Yishan al Mikveh Yisrael, he should rely on Hashem, Umoshio Beisara. The Yeda shall Yichar Hashem Wose Malacha. And you should know that Hashem, he's fighting for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yasa Nafsho B'chapo. V'lo Yirav Li'yifachei V'lo Yechashev V'lo B'ishto. Don't focus on his family. Focus on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and you're fighting the Milchama of Hashem. And that's exactly what these three words mean. Be'lokim Nase Chayel. With Elokim we fight. That's what the Rambam tells us. V'hu Yavusarenu. Obviously we are the fighters, but with Yata Deshmaya, Hashem will be Osa Chayel. It's interesting, not for now, but David is talking all about defeating Moav. We know that David HaMelech himself has some Moavite roots in him, right? A topic of another shir, right, Rus HaMoavia, why it had to be that David HaMelech came from Rus. You would have thought that David HaMelech has the greatest lineage, the most perfect, beautiful lineage, and yet it wasn't meant to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the events that Rus HaMoavia has to be the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. Okay, we'll stop here. Tehillim Perek Samach.